Grant Napier and Doug Christie, 45 minutes left. We got A's baseball, 339-1140. That's 339-1140, 800-920-1140. We've got a big game tonight. I was just telling Doug before he came on, it's a big game for the Mariners. Boy, if you're looking at them, they just came off a four-game sweep at Houston. And, boy, you do not want to come into a big series and lose the first two games.
No, you do not. But, listen, that what they did in Houston really showed me something. Because, now, understand, this was some of Houston's best pitchers. I know they got a lot of guys out. But
still,
it going into their house and doing
impressive.
That, and it really kept the sails underneath them. Because if they don't go in there and do that, Grant, for all intents and purposes, they are pretty much done with the way that the A's are playing. Yeah, this is a big one tonight because you need to get, I would say, two out of three. But it counts tonight, man. Now, I like the momentum that they had at the end of the game. Hopefully, they can keep that up.
Yeah, all right. If you want to call the program, 339-1140, 800-920-1140. So you were, reading me some text from the text line, so we'll open it up. All right? Open it up. Do you think Tiger Woods is going to win another major? I do not. Can he win another major? He proved this summer he can win another major. So that's not debatable. All right? We know he can. Because he finished in second place and had the lead on the back nine of the Open. So we know he can. I just don't think he will.
Well, some of our texters says, I said when, you said if. They mixed it together and said with.
I like that. That's very funny. Let's get to Casey. Hello, Casey.
Hey, Grant. Hey, Doug. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Grant, I had a quick question for you. It's kind of off the topic. Kind of a curveball, but I want to see what you got for me.
Yeah.
I want to put together a trade proposal for you. Just a straight up trade. Khalil Mack for Odell Beckham Jr. What do you think?
Wow. Yeah, I would do that. If I'm the Giants, I would do that. I would do that. I would.
If you're the Raiders, you would not?
No, if I were the Raiders, I would too. I would do that. I mean, if I could put Odell Beckham with John Gruden's offense, with Derek Carr and everything else, and the fact that they're going to Las Vegas.
Oof. But right. What does that do? Now, I know what it does for your Giants defense, and offensively you have enough pieces, I think, on the offensive side. It really works out for you. But the Raiders defensively are already – where does that send them? Offensively, it's great. But defensively, what does it do?
It leaves them in dire straits.
Yeah. That.
All right, let me ask you. Are you a Raiders fan?
Yes, sir.
Okay,
yes, sir.
Would you do that?
I would have to think about it, but I would probably pull the trigger only because it doesn't feel – like Khalil Mack wants to stay and play. It feels like he wants to go and make his brand elsewhere, which is fine, but we need to get something for him.
Right.
Just
draft pick.
Real quickly, why do you say it feels like he wants to go? What has been said or what has shown you that he doesn't want to be a Raider?
I drive 12 to 14 hours a day.
Wow.
That's what I do. So all I do is I listen to talk radio.
Okay.
And between you guys and between ESPN radio, I can't find one analyst or ex-player or anybody who's got their ears to the ground who has said anything anywhere remotely positive as to how close the Raiders and Khalil Mack are to talking and getting this contract done. And the fact that it might be true that John Gruden hasn't even reached out to talk to him, that can't sit well with your star player, your best football player. The best football player on your team hasn't talked to the head football coach. I can't see that sitting well with him and him wanting to play and coming to wanting to play with that.
So you're saying based upon the actions of the Raiders, John Gruden, that has put him in a position probably to feel that way. You're not saying that he was feeling that way initially.
No, I feel like this is grown over time.
Okay.
And he's outplayed his contract, obviously. He's looking to set the market. And quite frankly, the Raiders should do everything in their powers to pay this man. But I don't think they're going to do that because that's not what Mark Davis is about. And, I hate to see him go, but if he is going to go, boy, would that set the Raider Nation on fire. We got ODB, ODJ.
Yeah, I thought it would be very interesting. To me, if I'm the Giants, I would do that. I don't know whether they would, but I would.
And if you got ODB, boy, oh, boy, they would. Not OBJ, ODB.
Can you imagine Odell Beckham in Vegas, though?
Oh, man.
2 years from now? Oh, my goodness. That may not be a good thing.
Showtime.
No, it would be showtime.
It sure would.
Yeah. No, there's no question.
Thanks, hey. Grant. Thanks, Doug. I appreciate you guys.
All right, Casey. Yeah. Have a good one. That'd be very interesting.
That is a – if you want to look into that, I mean, look, you don't get a bigger star than Odell Beckham. You talk about Gruden, his ability to move the football, Derek Carr. And then, obviously, look, Khalil Mack in New York. Ooh, goodness gracious, Grant.
Yeah, the Giants have always been a defensive-oriented
yes.
franchise. He would just be in another long line of guys that can get to the quarterback that's already proven. I would do that in a heartbeat.
I think that I would, too. If either one of those. The only problem is it would put you in such a hole if you are the Raiders on the defensive
it
side
sure
of the
would.
Football. I mean, now
but
you're going to outscore
Gruden,
everybody.
They weren't very good with Khalil Mack last year.
That's what he said. So there you go. There's your opening. Okay, you said it, buddy. So, yeah, let's get rid of him because we weren't that good anyway. Yeah, give that one a shot.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, I couldn't believe that he said that. But not that it wasn't true, because you're right. But it wasn't from a lack of Khalil Mack's effort. It was that you didn't have, you know, people. Then your number one draft pick didn't play all year. Was it Gerrion?
Yeah, Gerrion Conley.
Yeah,
Gerrion Conley, who's back on the practice field, thank goodness.
Yeah, well, you have to be available. That's the best ability.
All right, let's get to Ricky. Hello, Ricky.
Hey, Grant, how you doing?
Good.
I'm a Raiders fan, and take a hold on this. There's a lot of fake news kind of going out there. The previous caller talked about Gruden, and I think the national media has been floating this kind of story around that Gruden hasn't talked to him. If you go and look, Gruden said he talked to Khalil Mack right after he took over, and then Jerry McDonald, who writes for one of the local papers, has a really good relationship with Gruden and McKenzie. McKenzie told him like 3 weeks ago that they're in constant contact with Mack's people.
I know Reggie McKenzie's definitely in constant contact with his people. There's no
for
doubt
sure.
about that, but I don't think John Gruden is.
But and what do you say about the fact that report came out, what you're saying, but then Mack came out and said that was untrue, that he hadn't talked to Gruden?
I don't I'm a diehard fan. I read a lot. I've never heard Mack say that. I've heard reports say that they haven't talked to him, but John Gruden's been on record right after he took over that he talked to him. Now, since then, he hasn't, because he's out here grinding and all that type of stuff. But really, I mean, the head coach, you know, he's tunnel focused. If you look at a lot of these reports and all this stuff, you know, these sources, Gruden's in there at like 3 a.m. He's getting out when it's going in when it's dark, going out. I mean, he's focused on the guys that are there. It's McKenzie's job to get the guy signed. I know Gruden's kind of running the show for sure, but I think this whole thing that the Raiders aren't talking to him and Gruden's giving him the cold shoulder is absolutely false. I just think it's a matter of they're paying Derek $25 million, and then they're going to have to pay Khalil $25 million. And Khalil's a top four player in the game. He's fantastic. He's never been hurt. He's a big character guy. Him and Derek, they play like, you know, pool basketball together. They're close friends. But it's a lot of chunk of change, right, to give two guys. He's absolutely worth it, but I think that it's just a lot of chunk of change to give two guys. I think absolutely they're going to get him signed. He's playing this year on the. There's a bet out there right now that the Packers are the leaders to have him play on their team by the time the season starts. He's absolutely going to play on the Raiders this year when his fifth-year option comes through. 100%. They're not trading him this year. They still got him under control for 3 years with franchise tags. And I just think it's just getting the money, you know, there, spending the money on two players. And then to the trade you were talking about was interesting. Odell Beckham Jr. is a fantastic talent, but there's zero chance the Raiders would make that trade. I mean, just because of position. As far as talent for talent, they're pretty – I mean, I think Mack's the better player, but I think Odell Beckham Jr. is a phenomenal elite talent. But when you're talking wide receiver to defensive end, if they trade Khalil Mack, I think you're talking two ones and a two at least. I mean, he's a generational talent. He's fantastic. But there's a lot of fake news kind of going on out there to, I think, a lot of the fans. And they're talking to him. It's just the money to two players. I think that's the big holdup. It's just throwing $50 million at two players. But thanks for letting me talk, guys.
Have a great evening. Thanks very much for the call. I think Khalil Mack ends up on the Raiders. I think they get a deal done, but it's certainly doesn't look like it's getting done tonight. That's for darn sure.
No, it looks like Aaron Donald will probably be before Khalil Mack, and he might be waiting.
All right, we'll be right back. This is Sports 1140 KHDK. Grant Napier, Doug Christie, if you want to call the program, 339-1140 is the local number. That's 339-1140 and 800-920-1140. We've got baseball coming up in about 25 minutes. We'll get you to the Coliseum, the A's and the Mariners. Giants play in L.A., game two of that series. Tomorrow, we will continue our talk around the NFL and training camps and everything else that's going on. You know, more and more teams are doing what the Raiders did last week, and they scrimmage against the Lions. And, you know, I know the Redskins are scrimmaging the Jets this week because they play. And I know the Giants are in Detroit, and they left a couple days early to practice with the Lions before the game. More and more teams are starting to do that.
What do you think about that? Because I know I've seen, and there's been many of them, there's been many brawls going
on.
That's
not good.
That part isn't good, and you got to figure out a way where, look, we're going to get some good work in. We're going at each other. We're adversaries. I get it, but there has to be a professional respect, or you would hope that there, where you don't, because you don't want to hurt each other at the same time, and you're seeing it more and more.
Yeah, that's the, you know, again, we understand that the aspect of football and guys, you know, are going to show their manhood, so to speak, but sometimes it gets carried away.
It does, and some of the ones that you've seen so far this year have been just, it's unfortunate because you want to make sure that you make it to the regular season and you have the chance to compete against
each other. Absolutely. But can you imagine getting a serious injury because you do something stupid in practice like that?
Break a hand, break a leg, tear something that, and if when that happens, we'll probably see that go away.
Yeah.
If there are, you know, people out there who don't like it, that will be the way to ring the bell and get rid of it.
All right. Again, Grant Napier and Doug Christie. So we'll continue with our preseason talk. Games resume on Thursday. Somebody called up when you were off yesterday criticizing Brent Musburger. And I said, you know what? Couple of things. I only had a chance to listen to 10 minutes of the game.
Yeah, I listened to him.
I didn't want to be unfair.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, preseason is really hard to announce. I know because I did it for 5 years. And third, it's his first time in that broadcast location, and he has to get used to it. So I'm not going to sit here and rag on Brent Musburger based on his first preseason game. So you had a chance to listen to it?
I didn't listen to the whole game, but I listened to probably 25 minutes of the game, and I thought he did just fine. And
good.
I thought him and Link worked together. He was right. He let Link go. And
that's good.
Link did a solid job as well. Now, listen, I'm not a Raiders fan, so I haven't listened to Pop and those guys as much as probably Raiders fans. So it'd be interesting
Link's
to hear.
Well, Link's a huge upgrade from Tom Flores. Huge. Like, gigantic.
Well, he was, let me tell you, Link was on the money, man. He was
Link's
all over
great.
That thing. Yeah, he did
a huge upgrade.
Really good job.
And maybe more so the last couple of years. And I listen, you know how I feel about Tom Flores. He's 82 years old.
Right.
I have the utmost respect for Tom. I've worked with Tom. I know Tom. I love the man. He is just the epitome of class and everything else. But the last few years, his level of play, so to speak, dropped significantly.
Okay.
So I Lincoln is a good choice there.
Yeah. Well, for Raiders fans out there, I mean, what was your take of the first go round with Lincoln Brent Musburger?
I only heard the first series, and I need to listen to more.
Yeah.
I got to be fair about this.
Yeah. Well, that's the first thing that I did because we had him on, and I knew that was going to be the first game. So I tuned in and listened to probably the first
quarter.
Let's
put it out there for a couple minutes. If you listen to the game at all against the Lions with Brent Musburger – We'd love to hear your thoughts. Again, I only had a chance to listen to it for just a couple of moments.
Yeah, but it's the new team. It's a team that will be going forward. Let me tell you this, Grant. It'll definitely sound better with a lot of wins.
I'll tell you one thing I noticed right away. You're right about that. I'll tell you the one thing that really stuck out. The first, right at the kickoff, I was like, God, Brent's voice is just awesome, isn't it? I mean,
there's only one.
That voice, it's just like, wow, that's Brent Musburger.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, it is. It's you can't mistake it for anyone else. And it was fun to talk to him as well, Grant. And then to kind of get the feel and then listen to him. Oh, man.
All right, so we'll do that. I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll take our final break. We'll come back. And if you want to get in and talk about this, we'll do that in the next segment right here on Sports 1140 KHDK. All right, final segment on this Tuesday. We're going to get to some phone calls, and we start with Antonio. Hello, Antonio.
Hey, guys. Always enjoy the show. Real quick on my Khalil Mack take. You know, I think the whole season really comes. The Vegas has eight and a half over and under this year in wins. So
right.
I still say, like you said earlier this season, a few months ago, it was Derek Carr. Is he going to come out and say it was his back? But I think the whole season comes down to Carr. I don't care if Mac's back there or if you have Reggie White. Mac's no Reggie White. I don't get that confused. But it comes down to what Derek Carr goes. But with my Brent Musburger take, you know, I grew up with Bill King. No one ever, even though as good as Papa's calls got at the very end, everybody, when a team's winning, their calls all sound good.
Right.
Actually, Grant, I would like to see you do a Raider game. I remember when you did the preseason game.
Yeah.
But Brent Musburger's done some of the biggest games ever, you know, college games,
yep.
NBA finals. So it's going to suck with Papa being gone, but, you know, I can live with it. And I thought they worked out pretty good.
Good.
And you did say one other thing too, Grant. You said that Tom was slipping a little bit. Actually, you're correct in a way. And even at the very end of Bill King's career as a baseball announcer, he was slipping a little
bit. Yeah, I think, you know what, I hope I don't get to that point. And I say that in all due respect because I love Bill King. Bill King was great at all three sports, whether it was baseball, football, or basketball. He was such a treasure in Northern California. And we were so fortunate, and even way before I got here, the fans in this area, so fortunate that they had a chance to listen to Bill King because he's one of the greatest that ever lived.
I'll never, ever forget Bill King. I mean, Bill King had holy. I almost bring tears to my eyes.
Yep.
Stabler steps back. Branch to the left. Blitnikoff to the right. Slot right. Touchdown. Holy. Papa was great, but I still, maybe I'm an old school man. No one ever replaced Bill King in my eyes.
No, thanks, I'm with you. Hey, thank you very much, Antonio. Good call. Take care. Let's get to George. Hello, George.
Hi. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good. I had the pleasure of listening to the Raider game on AM radio.
Yeah.
And got to hear Brent Musburger. Of course, with that voice, you recognize it from all the college games. Just wonderful to hear. Listening to that game, he really did his homework as far as what college, what player was from, which was really good to hear. Mm-hmm. I don't recall hearing anything like that from Papa. Kind of missed Flores a little bit, but that's okay. As you said, he's been there for a while. I have a lot of respect for him with the Super Bowls and what have you. As far as Musburger, the only thing that I remembered he said was Worley shut down last year, Antonio Brown, but that was actually Rashawn Melvin. But other than that, everything he said was spot on, and he's a great announcer.
Did it seem to you that he was keeping up with the play? Could you tell that on radio, or could you not really tell?
Oh, he was going on to the next play.
Good.
On to on. Like, we did a punt, and I was expecting him to talk about the Florida Gators and the rookies. He went on to the next play and started talking about who was in the backfield. He was spot on the whole time.
Okay, awesome.
Awesome.
Glad to hear that. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. You still have time at 339-1140 and 800-920-1140. Again, we are talking about one of the greatest to ever live in Brent Musburger. So when I turned it on, I was like, God, that voice, it's just like you want to listen to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I think that it takes – obviously time when something like that changes, because to whether it's Bill King or any of these just iconic announcers that you've been with for a long time and maybe you grew up listening to hear your call different coming through someone else's voice, it takes a little bit.
Yeah. So again, one game down and three more preseason games left. And then of course the regular season. And of course we'll have the Raiders for you right here on Sports 1140 KHTK. Any news coming out of your camp in the Pacific Northwest with those Seahawks?
No, nothing that look. It's Russell Wilson or or else. I will say this. Listen, before there was, Cam Chancellor and a lot of the Legion of Boom, Thomas and, and all those guys, we didn't know their names, Grant. And that's kind of what I'm hoping and banking on is that
point.
We've identified talent. That talent steps out on the limb and all of a sudden you say, okay, I see where they were going with this. And, you know, everything has a shelf life. And for us, it was injuries and different things
that's
like
that
with Sherman and what have you.
You got a great coach, a guy that gets it. You have a tremendous quarterback.
That's key.
Absolutely. And so when you have that right there, but it's a different look. And you made a good point. I think Pete Carroll made this. He said, hey, no one knew who Richard Sherman and Earl Thomas were before they got here.
Yeah.
And they left as basically Hall of Fame caliber players.
Yes. And having the opportunity, understanding how Pete motivates and different things like that. And I think for some of the veterans, his voice can kind of get lost after a while because he is rah-rah and different things. So, you know, what will Rashad Penny be? All of that. I'm hoping for the best. But look,
now,
when you got a quarterback, you got an opportunity.
Now, the Earl Thomas story, I don't know what to think is going to happen there. We talk about Khalil Mack. We talk about Aaron Donald.
Yes.
I'm not hearing too many good things up there.
Well, let me tell you, Grant, as soon as I saw – and I love Earl Thomas. I love the Legion of Boom, obviously. But when I saw him run after the coach for Dallas Cowboys and say, what he said, I'm like, look, your time here is up. You want to be someplace else.
Then go.
Let him go.
Right.
Now, from the Seahawks standpoint, when you talk management, no, we're not just going to let you go for anything. We need some draft picks. We need some things that we can flip and turn into something. So I anticipate Earl Thomas probably in a different uniform sometime this year.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. 339-1140, 800-920-1140. And, you know, I guess the question is, where's he at right now as a football player? In other words, on a scale of 1 to 10, he was at 10. Where is he now, you know?
Well, after the injury, when he broke his leg, and then he talked immediately, I guess, in the locker room about retirement. And then, once you heal up and different things, he came back. And I don't know if the fraternity of the Legion of Boom was so deep in his mind that he's like, look, my time is up. And if that is the case, I think that he's still a hell of a player, and there is – definite tread on those tires, but for the Seahawks, I think that the time may be up.
And again, you talk about that division in the NFC West. If assuming, and again, I'm going to assume this, and it may not be correct, but if the Rams are the best team in that division, and if they win that division,
right,
who's going to be the second best? You know, Arizona offensively to me look like they have some issues. Defensively, they are really, really good. The 49ers look like they're a much improved team.
Yeah, they're trending.
I don't know. I'm just – it's going to be very interesting to see who finishes second in that division if the Rams win it.
Yes. The 49ers seem to be trending in the right direction. If you're going to match up quarterback for quarterback,
right.
I think our quarterback is better. Jimmy Garoppolo has
he's the best quarterback in the division until someone proves otherwise.
And if that – let's say that is worth 7 wins and we get any type of defense and something happens, 9 or 10 wins, I don't think are out of the question for the Seahawks, which could maybe get you in the playoffs.
Yeah, all right. You know, when you look at that division and you look at the – Seahawks, I think of all the teams in the division, there are more question marks with that team than there are with the other three.
Absolutely. Yeah, because we had offensive line troubles and what have you. You know, spent all the money on the defense, paid the quarterback, offensive line went downhill. And now, have you done something different? You know, all of a sudden now you're getting away from the Legion of Boom, and can you put stuff around Russell Wilson that allows him to be successful? And can you bring up some names on the defensive side of the football that people might not know to make it, that stalwart defense again?
And if you see a Russell Wilson injury for any significant amount of time, then they got major, major, major issues.
Yeah. You ever heard of Austin Davis?
No.
Okay. Well, that's our backup.
Well, we saw what happened when Aaron Rodgers got hurt last year.
This is true, but
I mean, no, Packers couldn't. I'm not saying that Russell Wilson's Aaron Rodgers, but he's as important to Seattle as Aaron Rodgers is to Green Bay.
Yes, and when that happens, you can forget about it. That's why the ability to bolster up the offensive line a little bit, Dwayne Brown, who came from Houston, got hurt, but is back. Hopefully, he's back in the right way.
All right. Don't forget, we got A's baseball coming up in just a few moments. We'll get you out to the Coliseum for game two of that three-game set. Baseball games of importance. The Yanks have opened up a 3-1 lead over the Rays. The Red Sox are trying to close out the Phils. They are in the ninth, and it is 2-1 in favor of Boston. Kimbrel is on trying to get the save. The Indians are cruising over the Reds, top 9, 8-1. Marlins lead the Braves in the sixth, and the Diamondbacks over the Rangers, 4-1, top 5. Astros lead the Rockies, 1-0, bottom 5. Talk to you tomorrow. A's baseball is coming up next. So long, everybody.